BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the podcast. It's back, the Scott Mills Daily, and here are your highlights of Friday's show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. It's good to be back on. Scott Mills here. Don't want to gun about it, but oof. My tooth on Monday, man.
So what happened?
I've got an abscess, and that hurts.
Oh.
No, you can't know who an abscess. They're still very much on.
So you were off because of toothache?
Yeah, but raging pain. Like, I wanted to... Like, it was awful.
Mate.
Yeah. And you were in France?
I was in France. I went on a bit of a family holiday. I went to V Festival at the weekend, then a family holiday in France. Two very different experiences.
Were the wines on?
Yeah, also French cheese, discuss, because like
Lush.
I've never really been into that sort of game.
Yeah, have you got gout now?
Well, no, but I did give it a go, and I tried cheeses that I never thought I would. I mean, they proper reeked.
You gave gout a go.
What's the appeal in that, by the way?
What?
Something that smells so bad.
But it's amazing.
My mum was there going, oh, this one's amazing.
Do you have all
amazing.
The French bread?
Mum, it stinks.
No, it's amazing. It's so good. I could eat like, you know this, you've seen me at Christmas when we do shows at Christmas. I could eat like wheels of that stuff. Like, it's never enough.
You know, you say I changed a little bit in the last couple of years, right? So one of the things that was on in the place I was staying was this wine tasting thing, right? So I gave it a go. I thought I'd give it a go. But what will impress you most of all is the guy was a real French guy. His name was Monsieur Lebeau.
Sure.
Right?
And he sounds like in one of them books at school.
Mate, he's one of your biggest fans.
What?
And the funniest thing is, he's there dealing in white wine.
So who's Monsieur Lebeau?
Me and my mum are there with Monsieur Lebeau.
What's he saying?
Trying his white wine. And obviously, my mum sees him every year because they go to the same place. There's nothing like that.
She told him about the podcast.
She's obviously spoken about you before. And he's like, oh, Scott Mills, white wine.
Oh, no.
And there's me trying white wines. And Monsieur Lebeau is
who
like,
knows
bring one for Scott.
That's awful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No, I was expecting a big on the piano at the end.
I'm not sure it's farmy enough for me, that one. I'm not sure how we can really go about that.
I just don't know how I feel, Chris.
We just sort of sat in silence here listening to that. It's all quite weird.
I've got a... Do you notice I just had a face of fish all the
did.
Way through that? Like, mouth open there. What's what is he doing?
Is he okay? Do you know what I mean? It's a very different...
Someone check. No, but he was on with Dev yesterday. He was the big Thursday guest in for Greg James, so he's definitely okay. I was going to ask if someone could check, but he was only on yesterday. Can I ask what everyone else thinks of that? Because I don't have an opinion right now, and I'm just going to take yours and use it. Gaz in Southampton says, this is going straight in your basket. I'm not sure it is.
If it was
it's really catchy, says Vanessa from Scotland. Okay, I'll go with that.
I think it's good if it wasn't Avicii. Do you know what I mean? Because I think if this was someone else, I'd be thinking tune.
I was expecting something more banging.
With Avicii, I'm expecting a doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, something.
All I got was piano there.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
While I was away, I got played the new Omi track.
No way.
I'm excited to play it for you next week just to see what everyone thinks. We'll listen to it together next week on this show.
Has it got a sax? Or trumpet.
Yes, it has.
Has it?
Yeah, more of the same.
Yes.
But I do like... I'll let you know next week what I think, and you need to let me know as well, honestly, what you think. Because it could be a Psy situation.
What, the mother, father, gentleman?
I mean, I fully supported that, but it wasn't as good, was it?
I was hoping for...
I mean, it was. It did all right, but it wasn't... It was nowhere near.
Well, do you remember Psy was here when the first one, when Gangnam Style came out, and everyone was talking about it. It was brilliant. But then he came in again, and he loved you. Do you remember? And we talked about Mother, Father, Gentleman.
Mother, Father, Gentleman.
In detail. And it was tricky, because I think he got the sense that you weren't maybe as enthusiastic about Father, Gentleman.
Why
as,
was he? What, was it written all over my face? Could you tell by my voice?
Yeah, I think it's tricky. I think you can say stuff on the radio, but when people are here and they can see the facial expressions you're making, so when you do Face of Fish the whole way through, Mother, Father, Gentleman, he's
just open mouth.
Yeah, he obviously saw that.
Coming next, we're going to do our... We haven't thought of a good name for it. The foreign film title game. Did you know that in Denmark, Willy Wonka is called The Boy Who Drowned in Chocolate Sauce. Because they don't really get it otherwise, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Sometimes there are slightly different translations for films. So they're called different things in different countries to how we know them here.
Although that one bugs me because it would suggest that Willy Wonka means something else over there because it's just his name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it should translate, really. It's Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Yeah, I don't see why they don't get that in Denmark.
Which makes me think Willy Wonka, you know.
So in a minute, I've got some film titles from abroad. You tell me what film it is, okay? And we can play along with this. I want you to guess along as well in a Friday style one.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
That is Florence the Machine, Queen of Peace on BBC Radio 1. Bridget Jones' Diary in Germany is called Chocolate for Breakfast.
That's is it?
From Liz and St. Albans. I think that's the translation. It's not actually called Chocolate for Breakfast, but in the German, that's what it means. Okay, so I'm going to give you some film titles here from abroad. This is what famous films are called over away from here, okay? So you've got to tell me what the film is here.
Now, these are proper films. I mean, these are films that I'm going to know. I'm not a film expert. These
no,
are
you're not.
I'll know, right?
Yeah, you'll know. And play along at home, please, on 81199. I need some suggestions from you. Here's your first one today. This is what this film is called in France, but what's the film?
The young people who traverse dimensions while wearing sunglasses.
Okay, ooh. So it's a film where they wear sunglasses. So I'm going to put my thoughts together here and go for Men in Black.
Okay.
But it says they're traversing dimensions. Let's hear it again.
The young people who traverse dimensions while wearing sunglasses.
Also, it's young people. I think that's the clue here. So I reckon this is the Inbetweeners movie. Young people in sunglasses, they're moving through, I don't know, life. Maybe that's what they mean by traversing dimensions.
I'm trying to find other ones. What about Spy Kids?
That's not a film. You literally just made that up.
It is a film.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I think this is Inbetweeners movie.
Okay. I'm going to go for, I don't know.
Where else do they wear shades? 50 Shades of Grey?
No. No. Someone says Back to the Future, traversing in dimensions. Yeah, actually, I'm going to go for Back to the Future. What are you saying?
I'm going Inbetweeners movie.
Okay, the film is...
No, I'm sorry. It's The Matrix.
Oh.
Oh, it's so easy when you know. Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, loads of people are saying Matrix now, but I didn't get those quick enough, and therefore I couldn't claim the answer as my own. Okay, next one. This is what it's called in France again, but what's this film?
Very Bad Trip.
Very Bad Trip. What are you saying?
Very Bad Trip. Again, all I'm thinking is Inbetweeners movie.
Okay, that's the only film you know.
The problem here is, yes, I can... I've either got Die Hard, Rocky,
or
The Godfather, or Inbetweeners movie to play with here.
I've just been told that Very Bad Trip, there was a 1, a 2, and a 3 in this film. Road Trip, maybe? That's a film, Chris.
Oh, this is a good suggestion on the text. Mr. Bean's Holiday.
Could be.
Could be that.
Loads of people saying Road Trip. Shame on Chris for not knowing Spy Kids. It's an amazing film. Says Hannah from Swindon.
Rush Hour?
Yes. Or it could be The Holiday, that one with Cameron Diaz. No, that wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad, though, was it, that trip?
Very bad trip.
Or you could go, like, the other way and the other meaning and go for, like, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas or something like that.
Okay, so what are you going with?
I'm going for Fear and Loathing and in Las Vegas.
And I'm going for the Inbetweeners movie.
Which one? One or two?
There was a second, wasn't there? They went to Australia.
Oof.
I'm going to go for the first one, please, Scott.
Are all your answers just going to be Inbetweeners?
So far.
No, you're wrong. It's The Hangover.
Oh. So The Hangover in France is called Very Bad Trip.
This should be Sore Head or something, shouldn't it? Surely.
I think we've got time for one more. What about this? This is what it's called in China, but what's the film?
One Night, Big Belly.
One Night, Big Belly.
Now, I'm not saying this to try...
Chris Moyle's the movie.
But... There probably was one of those at one point, wasn't there?
Probably. There was, like, albums and that,
there was musicals
there?
And albums,
yeah,
and
all sorts.
In fact, no, you had a musical, to be fair. So.
Don't think it's that, though, because it wasn't a film, as far as I'm aware.
One Night, Big Belly. Now, it kind of works with the Inbetweeners movie thing again.
It doesn't, though. What? How does it? One Night, Big Belly. What's the one where Eddie Murphy's all fat?
Oh, yo, Big Fat Mama.
Did you... Is that made up?
Oh, it's Big Mama's House.
That's it. That famous film, You Big Fat Mama. Yeah, I'm saying that. One Night, Big Belly.
Someone here says, One Night, Big Belly. Transporter. That's from Luke. I don't know if he's just slow on the text there.
Oh, hang on. What's the one where she like has a night out with somebody and then discovers she's pregnant?
Clueless?
Knocked Up. I'm saying Knocked Up. What are you saying?
Nutty Professor, I'm going for.
That's right. It's Knocked Up.
Yeah. One of us got a point. Wow. You really know nothing about films, do you?
And not much, no. But I do love the foreign titles. They're far better than the original.
This is not the game for you to win. Loads of people are saying Knocked Up. In fact, a lot of people got them right. So The Matrix was the young people who traverse in dimensions while wearing sunglasses. That's what they call it in France. The Hangover was Very Bad Trip in France. And in China, Knocked Up is One Night Big Belly. Love that. Out of air on Radio 1.
Dark days, holding me down and it's so great. The Scott Mills Daily.
I just rewatched the video that we did with Ella Eyre wearing the sack of shame in the gym. Have you seen it yet? It's on Radio 1 Facebook. Ella Eyre, Sack of Shame. Type that in to any search engine, you'll find it. We basically have a bag with a Bluetooth speaker in it. We can make the speaker say whatever we want. Kind of embarrassing and cringe for her, wasn't it?
It's just her face throughout it. I think it was something that she sort of agreed to do, didn't really realise what it was until she had to do it. And then it's just horrible, really.
Yeah. Our boss says, you truly have no knowledge of films.
Me?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, from the boss.
That's the boss there. Just text me that,
so
yeah.
I won't be getting Rihanna's job then anytime soon.
Don't think so. Guess what Die Hard's called in Latvia?
Gav's
offer this information. Tough Nut.
So then is it Tough Nut 1,
Tough Nut 2?
Amazing.
Home Alone in Brazil?
Oh, come on, we can get this one. Home Alone. Thing is, that's quite a simple title on its own. That should translate nicely.
Not in Brazil.
Go on.
They Forgot Me. Just called They Forgot Me 1, 2, They Forgot Me 3. You know there's like a Home Alone 6 or 7 now? Like recently as well.
Another one?
Yeah, like didn't go anywhere near a cinema. Babe, straight to TV. There's something tragic
about you. The Scott Mills Daily.
Disclosure, Sam Smith. Such a tune. Omen on Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. It's Friday afternoon. Ed Sheeran is playing at Courtney Cox's wedding. Like, how many people must ask Ed Sheeran, can you play at my wedding? But he said yes to Courtney Cox off of Friends.
I reckon he's the sort of number one choice for anyone famous.
Well, look at your girlfriend's sister.
Yes.
Who thought that Ed Sheeran would just be available.
But then I think it's even worse with celebrities. I think all celebrities think that they can ask Ed Sheeran. Because obviously Ed Sheeran knows loads of famouses.
Demi Lovato on this show recently said that she wants Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And they will ask. But the only person that's ever had it done so far is Courtney Cox. And he must get hundreds a day. Adele news. New album in November.
Definitely. Or rumour.
Probably. Probably going to be called Guess What?
It's going to be a number.
Yes.
Well, how old is she now? 40? No, I'm just saying, I don't know how old she is. It's been a while.
So what the album's been called?
It's been a while.
What the album's been called so far?
No, I'm just saying, it's been a while.
Right, so you had 19.
Okay, 19.
Then you had?
You had, what, mid-30s, was it?
Or? No, 19. And then
21.
Yeah.
And that was the last one, wasn't it?
Was it?
So how many years ago was that?
You should know this.
What do you mean you should know this? You don't know this
Adele,
school,
like,
do
one
you?
Of the biggest selling artists in the world.
It's like it's GCSEs. You should know this.
You should know that.
Okay, so
it's more useful in your life than
okay,
algebra.
Well, 21 was a while ago now, right? So she what
next
pushing 30?
No, 25.
25.
Yeah, and apparently a bit more upbeat, which is good news.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'd like to say thank you to the people at Unofficial Mills website for spotting an excellent Who on TV the other night. Wednesday night on Coronation Street, Steve McDonald is sat there and then just lets out a...
Oh!
There he is.
Oh, that's a great one.
Hooing on Corrie now.
Oh!
What was he hooing, do we know?
He had a visitor and wanted to know who it was.
We've got a visitor again.
Oh!
It's exactly what I was shouting at the television last night during Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, I forgot to do that tweet. You know, I always do that tweet when Celebrity Big Brother's on and I suggest that you might be going into the house.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It gets so many retweets. It's a good one to do.
So anything you want to know? Because I did put myself through it.
Well, all I'm hearing is that it's a who's who of who's.
Oh!
Fat Man Scoop's on, though.
Yes, that was great. I was very excited about that one. That's good. But then there's a difference, isn't there, between who's which are just sort of retro or old school people, and Who's as in I absolutely don't have a clue who they are.
What do you want to know?
Okay, well, I've got some of the names here. So, Austin Armacost.
Right, he's annoying me.
Who's he?
Right, he's someone that used to go out with a fashion designer. Not a celebrity. How is that allowed?
So,
oh!
He doesn't do anything that we're aware of in the celebrity
world. He has a show, I think it's some show in America, but he used to go out with Marc Jacobs.
Who's Marc Jacobs?
Oh, my God.
Who's that?
Quite a famous designer.
No way.
Yeah.
Like who?
Like
Calvin Klein.
Yes.
So is Marc Jacobs going in the house?
No, it's Marc Jacobs' ex-boyfriend from 5 years ago.
That's amazing.
Marc Jacobs off of Handbags.
Ex-boyfriend of
perfumes.
Some vague designer.
Marc Jacobs is not a vague designer.
Never
Chris.
Heard of him, mate.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then.
All right, you're going to get taken down for that comment. I'm thinking of sending some of my exes in there. Just going to offer them up.
Yes.
Hey, do you fancy someone that used to go out with Scott Mills? You can be a celebrity.
That's a genius idea. In fact, there's a call in that. We should call one of your exes, actually. Offer them in.
No, let's not do that.
Okay, then. Looking at the list, then. Sherry Hewson.
Loose Women.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. James Hill.
Apprentice.
Really?
Not a celebrity.
Now, I saw your tweet yesterday about Stevie Ritchie, who I remember from The X Factor, going in with someone called Chloe.
Chloe Jasmine. Do you remember her? She was a posh one on X Factor. Bonkers.
Ah, yes.
Now, they're a couple.
Are they?
They're together from X Factor last year, but they're in there as one person. So everyone else is just a person. Stevie and Chloe are the same.
So
not famous enough to be in there themselves, so they have to be two, but as one person.
So what happens if one of them gets voted out, they're both out?
Yeah. It's buy one, get one free.
That's incredible. So they count as one.
They count as one because not famous.
So when they do the nominations, they'll be like, I'd like to nominate Stevie and Chloe as in one.
Yeah. Their hashtag, which they use, is just Stevie and Chloe.
And they're sort of the headline act on this then with Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah.
Can I just mention a few names and you say if you've heard them or not?
Yeah.
Tila Tequila.
She was the first person to get her bits now on MySpace.
Oh,
that's where she's famous from.
Okay, cool.
And then she had a TV show, A Shot of Love with Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
It was one of them shows that's on at like 2 o'clock in the morning, but you just watch after the pub.
So she's famous for MySpace.
Look, don't look her up at work.
Okay. Are many of these NSFW?
Yeah, Farrah Abraham. Don't look her up.
NSFW.
Mm.
And Jenna Jameson, of course.
You're very aware of her work. Don't tell me you're not.
I've heard of her. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, we've got the new Justin Bieber track coming later.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
3:20 this afternoon. It's not exclusive, it's been played already. But it's my first play of it. It better be good, actually, because I've not heard it yet. And it's been the longest countdown ever on his Instagram. Like a 30-day countdown.
Mm. That's what I mean by saying it's exciting. It's like, I'm not even sure if I should be excited for it. But I'm made to feel excited by the fact there's been this big countdown.
You're obsessed with him because you love to hate him.
It felt to me for a while that lots of people didn't like him. But it seems to me that in recent times, he's gone good again.
I'm excited to hear this new track.
Do you remember the times that he was mucking around in London wearing a gas mask?
Yeah.
I mean, what was that about?
Because he can.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the longest countdown ever on Instagram, so it better be worth it. No pressure, Justin. We'll play it at 3:20. The track's called What Do You Mean? It's reminded me that I want to watch his comedy roast again this evening.
Yeah, I still haven't seen this yet. Now, this was a while ago you told me about his comedy roast.
What they do in America is if you are a famous person that sometimes is a bit controversial, like Justin Bieber, where you deserve jokes to be thrown at you, what they do is they sit you in front of an audience on television and you are mocked, humiliated and completely ripped apart verbally for an hour by a group of friends and also comedians and people that know you kind of well.
Yeah. And this is big in America.
Yeah, they've done a few. And the Bieber one is my favourite. Trouble is, I've got my mum staying tonight and I'm not sure the humour's right for her. It's pretty harsh what they say to him. And you can't really answer back. You just kind of sit there. Let me know if you've seen this on 8199.
It's
brilliant.
It's no holes barred.
Totally. They just say what they want and you just have to sit there. And some of it is so shocking, which is why I like it, I think.
But I don't get why you would sign up to do that. So then you come away from it having just been abused the whole time, right?
Completely abused.
How would you get on with that?
Awful. But I think it makes you look like, oh, I can take a joke and that you've got some humour. And I think he did it at a time in his career where he really needed to say that to people.
Right.
So it's a good PR thing to do. Most of it we can't play on the radio because it's so shocking and rude. But they say things like this.
What's your rap name? Feminem?
It's clever as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's well written. They've thought about it.
I'm proud of you. You have it all. You literally are a guy who has it all, except for respect, love, friends, good parents, and a Grammy.
And those are the ones we can play?
Yeah.
They rip into your personal life. They rip into things you've done in public, into your music.
I think it's bad. I think it's bad, man. I don't like it. I hate your music, man.
And you just have to sit there and take it.
I remember you talking about this before. I need to watch the whole thing.
That's what I'm doing tonight with my mum. I'm watching the Justin Bieber comedy roast in honour of his new track.
I saw this show last night on ITV2. It's called Safe Word, right? And it's kind of similar in idea to this Justin Bieber roast.
What happens on Safe Word? I've missed.
I didn't actually see the whole show. I sort of tuned in halfway through. But the situation I saw was that Louis Walsh and Gemma Collins had to stand in front of each other and slag each other off.
Okay, well, this is not quite on the same level as the American one, does it?
No, well, I don't know, because I've not seen the American roast. But okay, from what you're telling me, it's far more vicious than what I watched last night.
It's way more vicious, and also, it's got Justin Bieber on it, not Gemma Collins.
Mm. Well, what I saw was Gemma Collins, Louis Walsh, in front of each other, delivering some of the lamest insults I think I've ever seen.
Oh, you got some clips for me?
I've got some clips, but I worry it's going to be very different to your Justin Bieber roast.
What are these clothes like you're selling? What are you doing to the public?
So he's asking about her clothesline that she's selling to the public.
Yeah.
And then she says,
what did you do to the public with Girls Aloud?
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is very different to the American one.
People like them, you know? Unlike you.
And then the horrible thing was, I was watching this, and after each one, the crowd there and Rick Edwards, who was presenting it, would be like, whoa! What a put down.
I am a team player. It's something you'll never know anything about.
It just... Do you see what I mean? It's very different.
Simon, I'll pay you to be on The X Factor and you do it for free because you just want to suck up to him.
Whoa!
I love my job on The X Factor. I'm there 11 years. You wouldn't last 11 days.
Yeah, it's not the same as...
What's your rap name? Feminem?
You see, that's clever. The insults Gemma Collins and Louis Walsh were throwing at each other were just... I mean, I've seen better when I was at primary school.
Do you dye your hair that colour? Is it natural?
Well...
Oh, listen to his reply.
Like you, this is all real.
Whoa!
And then Gemma comes back with a classic primary school.
You stink.
You stink. I'm going to stick to my Justin Bieber roast, I reckon, tonight.
It's not the same. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Hi, Megan. Has just been to the dentist for an extraction. I know what you're saying about the dentist. I've had mares this week. Quite expensive teeth, aren't they?
Your teeth, yeah.
Anyone's teeth.
The amount you pay for your new teeth.
Well, when I got the bill yesterday, I've got to have things like crowns done and that. And he was like, I couldn't take my face off the bill.
Have you got gold teeth?
I couldn't feel my face. Not yet, but I will have.
Yes,
I'm not getting gold teeth.
Fill your mouth with gold.
that much is it for one tooth? Yes, I'm afraid it is, sir. Anyway, Megan's been to the dentist for an extraction. Still can't feel her face. So that's kind of appropriate, really. The weekend on BBC Radio 1.
Is that the big...
Have a good weekend, Megan, you dribbling mess.
Is that the big... Is that the big dentist song, then, would you say?
Definitely, yes. They love it in the dentist.
Right. So when a dentist hears this, they're proper, like, hands up in the air.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they stop what they're doing and just have a little walk around while you're wearing... You know the weird glasses you have to wear now as well? Yeah. What's that about? Yeah. Nearly walked out with them on. They're the same ones that you get in 3D cinemas.
I went to the dentist fairly recently. I got ski goggles, which was a strange
it's pretty
one.
Weird. Yeah. It's like, just do the dental work. I'm just going
to
ski it.
Don't need to dress me.
Okay, so there's been a lot of hype about this song, it's fair to say. Justin Bieber's been teasing fans for 30 long days now with various snippets on his Instagram, mostly featuring Kendall Jenner, and then Kate Hudson, and then Jason Derulo joined in, and James Corden, Little Mix, Meghan Trainor. They all had like countdown placards saying 30 days to go. It's been a long month, hasn't it? But it's here, and it's the new track from his next album, which is coming out soon. He's going to be doing this track, debut performance at the MTV Video Music Awards this Sunday. And he's even recorded us a message so that we get all excited about it.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber. Coming up next is my brand new single on Radio 1.
Yeah, it is. It's called What Do You Mean?
Daily.
Clara Amfo, nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you, Scott Mills.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Nice to see you back.
I've had a terrible time.
Really?
No, well, I was DJing Kavos. That wasn't terrible. But before that, tooth abscess.
Ouch.
You don't even want to hear what they had to do to me.
I know what they have to. I've had one before, so yeah.
When they have to.
Yeah.
This is all because you play around with your teeth too much. If you're going to have new teeth put in every year or so, you know, you're going to cause yourself a mischief.
Maintenance, darling.
Oh.
Here is today's Real or No Real. Are these real facts or not?
See You Again singer Charlie Puth takes his pet dog on dates.
Doggy dating.
I know girls that have been on dates and taken their dog with them. You know that little yappy dogs in a bag,
dogs,
yeah. Don't take them on a date, though.
Do you think there's a service in a sort of rent-a-dog for this occasion? So let's say you're meeting up with someone on a first date, right? Having a dog in your profile picture, for one, makes you look more attractive.
You can do this. You can get a dog for the day.
You can bring a dog for the day. That's what I'm saying. And then you turn up at the date. Oh, here's my dog. Look, I'm very responsible.
Someone who works on this show often does that. Have you not seen his Twitter?
No way.
Yeah, he just has a dog for a day and just takes it to the park.
Oh, you cad.
Sorry, someone who works here? They rent a dog, do they?
Sometimes works on the show. Yeah, you can do it for a day.
So where are they renting the dog from, then?
From a company.
No way.
Yes way.
I didn't know that you could do that. I didn't know that you could just rent a dog like that.
Right, let me ask the producer. That is true, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
dog for a day. And then you can give it back.
Oh, that's good. Kind of how I feel like with my nieces and nephews sometimes.
Same here.
So it's a good idea. I think this is real because it's going to help him on the dates.
Real or no real, Clara?
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, Charlie did take his dog on his first ever date, but it was a walk on a beach, so it wasn't too weird.
Okay, cash.
Next one.
Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini is throwing an X Factor viewing party tomorrow night and has invited a selection of her favourite former contestants, including Katie Weissel and Cher Lloyd.
What a great idea. So tomorrow at Cheryl VF's house.
F-E.
Cheryl FV's house.
Fernandez Vicini.
She's going to be watching it there, probably with a couple of cocktails and some of the contestants from yesteryear. Who would you invite?
Oh, gosh. Rachel Adedeji.
I'd invite Two Shoes.
Standard. Oh, I'd invite Wagner.
No.
Man's a legend. Why would you invite Katie Weissel onto the party?
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't invite
Cheryl Lloyd's a success story, isn't she?
She's
in America.
Doing all right. She's a big deal in the States. Massive. I loved her audition. Cheryl, you are right up my street.
Yes, that's right. You are right up my street. You're right up my street.
Come with me.
Right up my street.
Okay, that's when she did Turn My Swag On.
Oh, she sure did. From Malvern in Worcestershire. That's how I knew where Malvern was because of Cher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Mills has got the best story about Cher Lloyd.
What?
Can it be repeated on the radio?
No, it's all fine. It's when you were involved in the X Factor that year because you were
I did the final and I had to go to Cher Lloyd's hometown.
Yes, you did.
And I was there with the mayor, as we do, and all of Cher Lloyd's family.
And fans, of course.
And the fans. Before we went live, I was like, right, Dermot's going to come to us in a minute. So what I need you to do is look really excited. And I was like, even bundle me if you want, as a joke. So then the live moment comes and Dermot's like, let's go to Scott Mills in Malvern and Worcestershire. Literally, they all bundled me. Friends, family, even the mayor got involved. And there was a scrum and I couldn't even see the camera.
Any injuries?
No, I was fine. But like they took it too literally what I meant.
Yeah.
They were all on top of me, like a rugby scrum.
Did you lose your wallet in that as well? Am I right in that?
I think you made that bit up.
Oh, sorry.
Is Cheryl throwing an X Factor viewing party tomorrow with Weissel and Lloyd?
Well, Weissel and Lloyd, even though essentially Cheryl gave them the fame that they now have been, you know, a little bit nasty about her in the press in the past. So I'm going to say that's no real.
Chris Stark.
I don't think she would invite Katie Weissel because I don't think she likes her. I might be wrong with that, but I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
I bet she's watching it on her big HD telly, but Weissel and Lloyd are not going to be there. And finally,
Ashton from 5 Seconds of Summer uses his MP3 player to listen to his own music.
I would do that.
Yeah.
So do you listen back to your shows?
What if I do?
Do you? Every day?
I wonder if they can tell if I download my own podcast.
What, from the Radio 1 iPlayer?
Yeah, because I do.
So how does it work? Do you listen to yourself and mime along?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Oh, that bit was funny, wasn't it? Love that link. Oh, hit the news,
oh,
right?
Oh, I was funny then, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't. But do you know, sometimes it's good to listen back to yourself because you can give yourself constructive criticism. You should try it, Chris.
Cheers, mate.
The shade.
It's a little bit rude, isn't it?
The shade of it all.
When I used to work at other radio stations, they used to make you sit in a room every day and listen back to every single thing that you said, and then they would critique it afterwards.
Good times. That's pretty much like X Factor Radio, really, isn't it?
Hmm. So, like, a song would stop, and then I'd talk, and then the next song would come on, and they would stop the recording and go, "Hi, so what did you think about that?" I'll tell you what I thought. It was horrible, but it did make me better, I think.
Of course.
So does Ashton listen to his own music on his MP3 player?
Even though a lot of these artists are perfectionists, I reckon that Ashton isn't that self-absorbed, so I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah, he did tweet a screenshot of him listening to his own stuff this morning. Just checking if it was all right, really. There's always room for improvement. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30, Clara got 20.
Excited for Live Lounge month?
Yes! Starts on September the 1st, not that I've mentioned it at all over the past few days. Hosier kicks it off, the weekend ends it, and loads of great people in between.
It's amazing lineup this year.
It's good, it's solid.
Thank you, Clara. See you Monday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Join us Monday when we're in for Grimmy from 6:30.